Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Earth Rangers podcast. I'm your host, Earth Ranger Emma, reporting live from the rocky shores of Bruce Peninsula National Park in Ontario, Canada. If you've never heard of this park, get ready for a treat, because this place is stunning. Well, maybe I'm a bit biased because, full disclosure, this isn't my first visit here. I've been hiking in this area since I was a little girl. Not only do I have great memories here, but I always discover something new to love about the park each time I visit. Hey, everyone knows what a peninsula is, right? Just to confirm, a peninsula is a piece of land that is surrounded by water on all sides, except one. It's kind of like if an island had a little bridge to the mainland connected to it. This particular peninsula has two bodies of water surrounding it. In the east, it's the Georgian Bay. A large, beautiful body of fresh water well known for its clear waters and rocky coastline. And in the west, we have Lake Huron, the second largest of the five Great Lakes of North America. As a nature enthusiast, one of my favorite things about the Bruce Peninsula National Park is the fact that this place is incredibly biodiverse. As you might recall, biodiverse just means that there are a lot of different kinds of amazing animals that call the park home. So, how does one park support so many different types of flora and fauna? Well, because it has a huge range of different habitats. And that's remarkable because it's a relatively small park. For example, Yellowstone. It's more than 50 times larger than Bruce Peninsula National Park. When you go for a hike here, you'll see rocky shorelines, caves, cliffs, sand dunes, marshes, and forested areas, as well as smaller inland lakes. You'll notice old-growth cedar trees, majestic maples and pines, and fields of colorful wildflowers, including no fewer than 34 species of orchids. Visit a marsh, and you might see some of the park's amphibians, like salamanders and frogs, or a reptile like a snapping turtle. Be sure to keep your fingers and toes out of the snapping turtle's reach. It delivers a really powerful bite. Head to the forest, and you'll spot birds like hawks and owls. You might even spot a big resident of this park, the black bear. There are so many wonderful hiking trails here. Trails for beginners, experienced hikers, and experts. Now, while I definitely put myself in the experienced, maybe even an expert category, some of the trails here are really challenging. That said, I'm up for it. My goal today is to find a creature that I've been interested in for a really long time. In fact, I actually wrote a poem about it. You know what? I'll just read it to you guys. And you can guess who I'm looking for. Okay, here goes. It's white in the winter and brown in the summer. But no matter what, it's a powerful jumper. Okay, I know, the rhyme is not great, but can you figure out who it is I'm searching for? Give up? The snowshoe hare, of course. Now, You might wonder what makes this particular lagomorph so special. Oh, a lagomorph, by the way, is a mammal that's a herbivore and has two pairs of incisor teeth in their upper jaw, one behind the other. Who knew? You see, I originally thought that lagomorphs could, like, morph into different fur colors. Huh. The more you learn. Anyways, let me tell you a little bit about these hairs. First and foremost, they're adorable. There, I said it. I can't help it. I just love their long ears and their huge feet, which is where they get their name, of course. You know, because their feet look like snowshoes. And they work in the same way. Because they're so large, they actually prevent them from sinking into the snow as they move. Also, they're especially skilled at camouflage. In the summertime, they have a brown coat to blend in with the forest floor. And in the winter, their coat turns a chilly white to help them blend in with the snow. Their winter coat is also extra warm. It has multiple layers of fur, which means that the snowshoe hare can be comfy even on the coldest of days. Snowshoe hares are prey animals, so it's really, really crucial that they avoid their predators. Remember, a prey animal is usually the one that gets hunted, and a predator is an animal that does the hunting. As I was saying, they avoid being caught through camouflage, but they're also masters at escaping predators since, number one, they're really fast runners, nearly 30 miles per hour, and excellent swimmers as well. You know what? Why don't we play a game?
True or false?
True or false?
True or false?
True or false?
Oh, right, one of my favorite games. True or false? Okay, Earth Rangers. Snowshoe hares can have a litter of up to 13 babies at once. 13 babies? Whoa, that's a lot. But what do you think? True or false? Well, get ready to hire a whole lot of babysitters, because this fact is true. Hares and rabbits in general have fairly large litters of babies, called leverets. Snowshoe hares usually give birth anytime between March and August, and a snowshoe mama is only pregnant for 36 days. So that means one mama can have many, many babies. With so many baby bunnies around, you may ask why we haven't come across any snowshoe hares during our stay here at Bruce Peninsula yet. Well, first off, snowshoe hares are most active at dawn and dusk, so they're less likely to be out and about right now. Also, snowshoe hares go through something called population cycles, which means their numbers rise and fall every 10 years. It's just something that occurs naturally. I checked in with some of the rangers here earlier today, and it turns out that right now hares are crashing. That means that they're going from high population numbers to low, and for the next couple of years, there will be fewer snowshoe hares in the area. But don't worry. This happens because of a natural cycle, and as long as this land stays protected, if we come back in a few more years after that, the hares will be abundant again. The trail I'm on right now has a really cool name. It's called the Lion's Head Loop, and it includes sections of boreal forests and strikingly beautiful cliffs. Many hikers come to the Bruce Peninsula to check out the gorgeous turquoise water at the bottom of the cliffs. Now, I've been steadily pushing uphill, and if I'm not mistaken, I should be just around the corner from the lookout point. Let's see, maybe just after this bend.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, Leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
And?
Yeah, there it is!
Oh, wow. It's magnificent. Wow, what a view. This is definitely one of the trail's highlights. I have a real panoramic view of the Georgian Bay from up here. Wow, this is a fantastic spot to take in scenery and to take some great photos, which is exactly what I'll be doing right now, friends. Excuse me, I'll check back in with you in a jiffy.
Earth Rangers!
Hi, Rangers. I'm back. And yes, you guessed it, still hiking. Or maybe, should I say, hiking again. I'm really putting some serious mileage on these boots. Now, my next stop is arguably the biggest highlight here at Bruce Peninsula. The legendary grotto. It's a unique geological formation that features a large sea cave with crystal clear waters. Let me read from the guidebook. This masterpiece of nature stands like an ancient cathedral carved by the hands of time. Doesn't that sound cool? Ooh, I can't wait to explore it. Check this out.
I even brought my diving goggles and snorkel so that I can take a dive and explore the cave's underwater terrain.
Bit of a nose pinch there. Anyways, I still have a few clicks of hiking ahead of me. Have you ever been hiking, Earth Rangers? If not, here are my three handiest hints that my mom, who's a keen observer of nature, taught me when I was just a little environmentalist. Number one, make sure you know the trail you're about to hike, and the area in general. I know this sounds super obvious, but you'd be amazed how easy it is to get lost. Take a map and be sure to tell someone where you're planning to hike to, and when you think you'll be back. Number two, pack smart, but not too much. You need to make sure you have snacks, water, a warm layer of clothes, and a flashlight, just in case you end up out later than you're planning. Obviously, bring a cell phone as well, but know that you can't always get reception in the woods. And three, when you're hiking, do as little damage as you can. Stay on the trails, don't go tromping into the woods, and don't litter. But I don't have to tell you that. Take nothing with you but memories. Do your best to leave nature exactly as you found it. Who could that be? Number one again? Checking in to make sure I'm really truly relaxing? Or maybe Adelia with another mysterious package? Or... Oh, they left a voicemail message. Let's listen.
You have one new message. Message one.
Hey, Emma. How's it going? It's your old pal, Ryan. I know you're on an epic vacation. I've been listening to your podcast. It's awesome. The National Parks Tour sounds really cool, I guess. Well, what I wanted to say is, have you ever considered visiting Zion National Park? It's actually really cool, and, if you do, make sure to stop by the Kolob Canyon's Visitor Center. It's pretty neat, and, well, I work here now, and I thought it would be cool to hang out and catch up or whatever. Anyways, it's probably a stupid idea, but yeah, you got my number. Keep it real.
End of messages.
Okay, that came out of nowhere. Ryan? I haven't heard from that guy since Quest for the Best. You know, since I beat him and stopped him from basically stealing my podcast. we didn't exactly leave on good terms. But, I don't know, his message sounds almost nice. Very un-Ryan-like. And, I mean, Zion National Park is supposed to be really beautiful. I think there's some really cool canyons and rock formations there. I don't know. I think maybe an alien has taken over Ryan's body and that's who's leaving me messages now. I just don't know how to feel about this. Okay, who's messaging me now? Is it Ryan again? Oh. No, that's weird. It's my weather app. It's giving me an extreme weather alert. Which can't be right. It's such a gorgeous day. Do I have this set to Yellowstone or Wapaski even? What's wrong with this thing? No, really? A thunderstorm here? No? Okay, galloping guinea pigs. Thanks for the warning, weather app. You gave me a whole 12 seconds of a head start. Yikes, okay. Sorry, listener. I need to get my mic gear out of the rain. Gotta run! Hello, audience. I'm back. It's several hours later. I have made my way back to my tent at the Cypress Lake campground. And as you can probably hear, it's still raining. Ugh, my clothes are wet, my boots are soaked, and it doesn't look like I'll be going anywhere tonight. It's kind of a bummer. You know, I was really hoping to explore the grotto and maybe even Indian Head Cove. But there is definitely no way I can get there safely tonight. And tomorrow morning, I'll be moving on to my next destination. What a huge disappointment. Wait a second. You know what? I think it's time to open that pouch of Adelia's. Remember how her friend Nellie said I just know when I needed to open it? Well, I know that now is that time. I need something to lift my spirits. Okay, come on, pouch. Work your magic. I wonder what it is, some sort of spelunking tool, or maybe like a compass or a... Oh. Earth Rangers, it's a bracelet. It's made from different colored strings and gemstone beads all woven together. It's really beautiful. Oh, and there's a note in Adelia's handwriting.
To whomever wears this bracelet, glance at the woven strings and stones and know that life is made up of ups and downs, bumps in the road, highs and lows, but you are an adventurer. May your heart be brave, may your mind be quick, and may your life be deeply satisfying. You will find your way. Don't be afraid to pass along this bracelet to whoever needs it next.
Earth Rangers, this is amazing. This is probably the nicest present I've ever received. It made me feel so much better, you know, because I am an adventurer. It doesn't matter that I didn't reach my destination today. It's totally fine. I'm totally fine. Thanks, Adelia. Okay, listeners. I've settled in for the night. Thankfully, it's nice and dry in my tent, and I'm warm and cozy now. Before I sign off, I just wanted to share a few insider tips for your visit to Bruce Peninsula National Park. Hopefully you'll fare better than I did. Here's my top three. Number one, Cave Point. This area features a series of sea caves along the shoreline that have been carved into the limestone over centuries by the erosive forces of wind, water, and ice. While some of the caves are inaccessible, they create a dramatic and scenic landscape along the Bruce Trail. Number two, Halfway Log Dump. A log dump is a place where trees cut from surrounding forests were collected and temporarily stored before transporting them to the sawmill. Nowadays, this area is a favorite among rock climbers. It features impressive cliffs and boulders, attracting climbers from all over. Also, the views of Georgian Bay from here are astounding. Number 3, Singing Sands Beach. Located on the Lake Huron side of the park, Singing Sands Beach is famous for the sound the sand makes when you walk on it. Funny thing is that each person creates their own sound, based on your weight, the type of shoe you're wearing, and your own unique walking style. It's a great spot for a family beach day, with shallow warm waters and sandy shores. All right, well, I hope that gives you some fun ideas for a trip to this little gem of a park. It's also time for me to start thinking about where to go next. You know, Olympic National Park in Washington sounds really interesting, and I will definitely have to make my way to Utah at some point. They have 3 parks that have all been recommended to me. Arches National Park, Bryce Canyon, and Zion. Maybe I'll end up visiting Ryan after all. Well, let me know what you think. Where do you think I should go next? Let me know in the comments on the show notes page. I will make sure to check the app before I head out tomorrow morning. And with that, I think it's time to settle in for the night. I'll let the rain lull me to sleep. Thanks for joining me again today. This is Earth Ranger Emma saying good night and keep on ranging.
Earth Ranger!
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual, and best of all, you can turn on captions! And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube. Hey, parents and teachers, have you heard about gzmclassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today.